Let's sing a song together this morning, Victory All the Time. In the Brown Book, our hymnal, page 424, Hymns of Glorious Praise, number 424, Victory All the Time. We're going to talk about our enemy a little bit this morning, but we're not going to talk about him in any fearful way. We're coming from victory. The victories that Jesus purchased for us. But it's good to know your enemy a little bit. Understand what he's all about. And through that, God's going to give us and is giving us the victory because he has already purchased it. So let's sing this together, okay? Page 424. And we'll get ready to have a little Bible study this morning. Let's sing together.
They who know the Savior shall in him be strong, mighty in the conflict of the right against wrong. 'Tis the blessed promise given in God's word, doing wondrous exploits, they who know the Lord. Victory, victory, blessed blood bought victory, 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 victory all the time. As Jehovah liveth, strength divine he giveth unto those who know him, victory all the time.
424 in our hymnal.
In the midst of battle, be thou not dismayed, though the powers of darkness against thee are arrayed. God thy strength is with thee, causing thee to stand. Heaven's allied armies wait at thy command. Victory, victory, blessed blood bought victory, 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 victory all the time. As Jehovah liveth, strength divine he giveth unto those who know him, victory all the time. And the third verse. Brave to bear life's testing, strong the foe to meet, walking like a hero midst the furnace heat, doing wondrous exploits with the Spirit's sword, winning souls for Jesus, praise, oh praise the Lord. Victory, victory, blessed blood bought victory, 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 victory all the time. As Jehovah liveth, strength divine he giveth unto those who know him, victory all the time.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are here, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you. Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning that the victory is yours. You are the victor. You are the conqueror. You are King of kings, Lord of lords, riding forth, conquering and to conquer. We thank you, Lord, that you have given that victory to us too, Lord. We share in your victory because you share your victory with us. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, if there are those here who are struggling in any way, we know there is an enemy of our souls who fights against us, who withstands us, who opposes the work of God. And we know, Lord, that any time you desire to do a work in our hearts, we know the enemy fights against it. He hates it, Lord. He wants to destroy it. He wants to oppose it. But, Lord, we thank you that the victory is ours through Jesus Christ. And we pray if there is anyone struggling, Lord, may they just look to you and take the victory that you offer. Lord, the victory is not ours to win. It's your victory. And you give us that victory so that we might be more than conquerors through him who loved us. We pray this will be so in each one of our lives this day for the staff, Lord Jesus, as they go about their duties, for every guest upon the grounds, Lord, for our counselors, the campers, all who are here. Lord, may we walk in that victory this day. We pray that you'll just raise up that standard over the camp throughout these days, Lord. And we know that you are victor, and we are sharing in that victory. And we are going to see. We're going to see your work, and we're going to glorify you, our Father who is in heaven. Bless this time together, Lord Jesus. Make it profitable. We know we have a busy day. We have a lot has to be done today, Lord. Think especially of the dear staff, those who serve you so selflessly here. Lord, we ask that you will bless them and that you will strengthen them. Strength equal to their tasks. And may the joy of the Lord be their strength this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a phrase of that song that struck me. And I don't know that I ever quite realized what it said. I mean, I've sung this song 100 times. Maybe you've sung it 101. I don't know. But if you look at that chorus, it struck me. The first thing that struck me was, of course, victory, victory. And then, you know what an alliteration is? Anybody here? See, we're going back to 8th grade English. I taught 8th grade a lot over the 30 years, so I'm real interested. You know, this stuff's all in my head. You know what alliteration is? It's when the words all start with the same letter. Well, there's an interesting alliteration here. Blessed blood bought victory. Say that 5 times fast. Blessed blood bought victory. That struck me, but that's not it. But I just had to point that out to you. I wonder if anybody else stumbled over that one a little bit. But then here it is. Victory, victory, victory all the time. And here's what really, I just was like, wow. As Jehovah liveth, strength divine he giveth. Now, do you catch what that actually is saying there? As Jehovah liveth, if he's alive, then he gives victory. That's what that means. If he's alive, then he gives victory. So what does that tell you? Exactly. Is God alive? You believe that there's a God? Is he alive? Well, then guess what? If he's alive, then he gives victory. So you know what that means? That means we ought to live. We have the victory. As surely as he's alive, he gives us victory. You know what? I read something interesting last night. You know, I always try to, you know, we're covering so much ground these days that, you know, you got to kind of keep things fresh in your mind. And I was reading a little bit, some of my sources and some of my notes that I brought up with me. And I read something that was really struck me. And I think it fits here with what we're saying. Today we are, today, this morning, we're going to look at the enemy. We're going to look at the enemy this morning. Tonight, we're going to look at the overcomers. We're going to study. And I tell you, I think there's something that's going to excite you. It's excited me. Excited the folks in our church as we looked at it. And I think it'll be a blessing to you too. But as I was reading these notes, I saw something. I was like, wow. I forgot I'd even written it down. And it was about victory. About Christians living in victory. And you know what this author said? He was talking about the fact that Jesus has won the victory. The victory has already been purchased. All that's necessary for us is to live in that victory. We're not, in a sense, winning the victory. The victory's already won. We have to live in that victory, and that's how the victory comes to us. But here's what he said. See if this doesn't sound striking. He says, for a Christian, the choice is not victory or defeat. It's victory or you're a traitor. You know what a traitor is? One who doesn't support their cause, one who goes against their cause. Think about that. It's not, I'm either living in victory or defeat. It's, I'm either living in victory or I am being a traitor to the one who has already won the victory and just simply offers it to me. Isn't that something? That's quite startling if you think about it, because we talk so much about we want to live in victory. Well, he says, you better. You better live in victory because it's there. It's there. And if we're not living in victory, that was the term he uses, we're being a traitor to the one who has already won the victory. We're not doing what is ours. And I was like, wow, that's something. And I thought of that as we read this. As Jehovah liveth, if God's alive, well then guess what? He gives me the victory. The victory is assured. It is certain. It's a done deal. All we have to do is take it. All we have to do is take it. You know, I love when I know the outcome of something. I guess they're still on. I don't watch them too much anymore, but they have these sports rerun channels. You know, it's ESPN, I think, has a couple of them where you can watch old football games and stuff. And one day I just happened to have the TV on, and I was flipping, and I saw an old game. It was an old football game. And as I was watching it, the team that I sort of was rooting for, oh, they were losing. They were losing badly. I don't know, anybody here ever remember this is before you were ever born, but you ever hear that famous football game when I think it was the Houston Oilers were playing the Buffalo Bills? You remember that game, Brother Victor? And the Bill, I mean, in the, and the, who was it? It was Houston was just killing the Bills. I mean, it was like 30-something to nothing at halftime. It was like, oh, this game is over. And all of a sudden, the second half, the Bills came storming back. And they won. It was one of the greatest comebacks in history. And I was watching this game just because I remembered it. And I remember listening to it. And just sitting there watching. And, you know, the team that I was rooting for was losing badly. So badly. But you know what? I didn't care. Didn't bother me. The other team scored a touchdown. Big deal. Oh, they're winning by 25 points. Who cares? You know why I felt that way? Because I already knew what the end was. I knew in the end, we win. I knew we won. It was done. That's how we as Christians ought to live. Nothing should shake us because we know. Now, I'm not saying hard things don't come. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Things really come that hit you hard. But never lose sight of the fact that Jesus won. Amen. The victory is already ours. The end of the game, the final score has already been set. It's already been set. And we win. Because Jesus is victor. And that's the victory that he offers to us. Yeah, the enemy fights hard. You're going to see that this morning. He fights hard and he's shrewd. I was so excited this morning, Brother Tom, when I heard you guys playing. I tell you, the Lord must be just leading these great minds to think alike. Did you hear what the trumpets played this morning? I know they played Called Unto Holiness. You know, I had the window shut. And all I was sitting working and doing some notes for today and just getting my mind. All of a sudden, I looked at Marjorie. Oh! I didn't hear the trumpets. Because I had the air blown a little bit and I had the windows closed. And I threw the window open. I felt like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning, if any of you are familiar with the Christmas car. I threw the window open. And then here comes Sister Martha. And I didn't ask her, what day is it? What day is it? What? Oh, it's Christmas Day. I said, did the trumpets play? She looked at me kind of silly, like, 8 o'clock. I said, I didn't hear them. Did they play already? I didn't know if I should start the music or. And then I had the window open, and then all of a sudden, Holiness Unto the Lord had already been played, and then I heard. You know what I heard? Ein Fest der Burg ist unser Gott. That's the German version. That's how it was written. Anybody know what that is? A mighty fortress is our God. And you know, if you look at that song, maybe we'll sing a verse or two together. If you look at it, it talks about, but still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His power and craft are great. And armed with cruel hate on earth is not his equal. On earth is not his equal. I remember growing up, we had a little boy in our church. In fact, it was Brother Keith. Some of you I know Brother Keith. It was his brother, Roy. And sometimes he used to say, I wish the devil was here. I would punch him right in the face. And we used to laugh, and I understood the sentiment. But you know, on earth is not his equal. If it's him versus me, I lose. But I have an, pardon the card pun here at Pilgrim Camp, but I have an ace up my sleeve. I got an ace up my sleeve. I know a little bit about that. An ace up my sleeve. And you know what it is? Come on. A mighty fortress is our God. What is that? Is that number 9? I used to have this hymnal at home, and I knew 10. Close. One page away. Page 10. Let's just sing a verse or two. And then if anyone has a testimony or something, we'd love to hear from you. And then we just want to have a little study in God's word. But these are the things that have been rolling in my head today. Page 10. A mighty fortress is our God. Let's sing it.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing.
Here it is.
For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not His equal.
Let's read some of these verses. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Right there, I got to stop you. I was walking up the road, and all of a sudden I saw Sammy come walking this way. I was like, oh, he's good. He's okay. No problems. I don't usually worry about him here anyway, but I said, oh, I got no problems. I got no worries. You know why? Because he was walking with somebody. He was walking with my new friend, Brother Elvis. I said, look at that. Sam's got a bodyguard. That I have no problems, no worries. Well, that's exactly what this is. Our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing. See, that's what that means. It's good for us to know what's being said here. Keep going. Dost ask who that may be? Who is this man? Christ Jesus. It is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name. What's that mean? Lord Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts. For years as a little kid, I thought that was just another spelling for Lord of the Sabbath. Right? Lord of the Sabbath, which He is. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. We know that. But that's not what it means here. We don't need a Lord of a day of rest. Not when the enemy is after us. The Lord of hosts. When He commands, the hosts of heaven are at His command, right?
What does the Lord of hosts mean?
What does it mean?
The armies, Lord of the armies. That's of God.
That's it. When He speaks, the armies of heaven are at His command, and they fight on our behalf. We're going to see that today. We're going to see that in our scripture this morning. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. The same God that fought for Martin Luther. The same God that fought for this one and for that one. Think of all of the heroes of faith. The same God that fought for them is the God who fights for us. And He must win the battle. You know why He must? Because it's already been determined. There's no way He's not. There's no way He cannot win the victory. That's a double negative. And you know what that means? It means He's going to win. It's a positive. There's somebody who paid attention in school, Sister Marie. Very good. Let's read the third verse. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. A little bit over 30 years ago, some of our old timers will remember my sister. The eve before she began her senior year in high school had a brain aneurysm. She still suffers the effects of it to this day. The Lord has helped her a lot, but she still bears some of those infirmities. But I'll never forget walking into ICU. She had emergency surgery, I won't go through all the details. The Lord saw fit that she would survive this, and she should not have. But I'll never forget walking in, my 17-year-old sister lying there, tubes, bloated from all the fluids they had pumped into her, huge scar, horse-shaped scar on her head, on her left side, because her right side is virtually paralyzed. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Well, couldn't say anything to her. She was unconscious. She was comatose. But all of a sudden, something just came into my mind. And I didn't know if she could hear me or not. And I didn't know if I was saying it as much for her as I was for myself. But I just whispered these words into her ear. The Prince of Darkness grim. We tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. And what is his defeat? It is the man Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, it is he. That is our victory. He is our victory. And no matter what things look like, his is the victory. And we live in that. And every time I sing that verse, I can't help but remember. It comes back to me like it happened yesterday. I'm sure you have things like that in your life too. And so with that, then, let's sing. Let's sing verse 4. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through let's just thank him for a few moments for that victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, we praise you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we praise you.
All my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision that all may see thy holy image reflected in me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful teaching that I needed to praise the Lord, praising no matter how I felt or what was going on and how discouraged I was over myself, to praise Him And as I walked the floor and praised him, he lifted me out of that despair and out of that darkness. And I find it's the greatest weapon I have against the enemy. Just to say, praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I belong to you, Jesus. Shout it.
Yes.
Shout it in the enemy's ear. He hates to hear our praises.
Yes.
He can't stand them. But that wonderful verse in Psalm 22 says that God lives in the praises of his people. Well, I had a test during this year, right here at camp. We had our Chinese conference. It was the last night of the conference, and I was hit with a very hard trial. I'm in charge of being the treasurer of the conference, and I lost my money bag. I had no idea. And the next morning I was to lead the meeting. I opened the song book, and there was the song, Never Lose Sight of Jesus. Okay. I went to my dear pastor friend, asked her to pray with me. She's known her for 8 years or so. And she said, after we prayed, she said, Martha, now praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Refresher course. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, the day went through and no recovery. And Jim and I were to leave the next day. Everybody in camp said, did you find your purse? No. And I just kept praising the Lord, praising the Lord. And at the very last hour, Jim had the car all packed. I wanted to just go look one more place. And there it was. At the last minute, Jesus brought the victory, but in the meantime, he wanted me to keep my eyes on him, keep praising him, keep believing him, because faith in action is praising.
Yes.
That's how we muster up our faith. We praise him. We look at him. And it was quite a glorious victory, but I've had that happen. You know, I'm far from 20 years old now. But I've had other episodes where the Lord says, you need to refresh your course in this. You need to remember that how the Lord breaks through the darkness, the despair, the discouragement, the hopelessness, is when you open your mouth and say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
To sing the first verse of that psalm. It goes, fill all my vision, Savior, I pray. Let me see only Jesus today. Run through the valley, thou leadest me. Give me thy glory and beauty to see. The valley represents the time of trial. And sometimes we are going through trial. And some people feel like the whole life is a trial. But it's so important that we learn to let God give us a vision of himself.
Yes.
And that's what worship does. Praise helps us to get our focus upon the Lord there in Habakkuk. Though there be no corn in the crib, no oxen in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my... It wasn't going well. It was the children of Israel were being judged for their sin. And horrible, horrible things were going to happen to the children of Israel. But he, as a prophet, got a glimpse that Jesus, or God, I don't know if he knew it was Jesus then, was the one who was reigning,
yes.
The one who was on the throne. Yes, I like being reminded of what we're contending with and looking forward to that. But I just, in my own life, I see how the victory has come.
Yes.
Through my acknowledging that Jesus, in all my ways, acknowledge him.
Yes.
He shall bring it to pass. He shall give us the victory.
Amen.
It's through the Lord.
Amen.
One time I had an experience where I had that empty feeling in my heart. You know, I so enjoy and love sensing the presence of the Lord. When I first got saved, my recollection is I almost felt like my feet weren't touching the ground. To use an expression, it's not the literal, but just felt God's presence so great. And here I was sitting in a Watch Rock meeting, and Brother Gardner was sitting, and Brother Jonathan is. I was right behind him, and I didn't feel anything. I didn't sense anything. But the Lord gave me a verse. The communication of your faith, make it effectual. Every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. So I just stood up and I said, I'm so thankful that Jesus is in my heart. And I sat down. And before I touched my seat, a light went on.
Yes.
And I saw Jesus in my soul again, that presence of the Lord. And I landed. But you know how quickly God can work sometimes.
Yes.
But when we take steps of faith sometimes and we claim the promise, He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. Right, Sam?
That's right.
We can depend on the Lord always being with us.
Yes.
Never leaving us. And sometimes we're put to that test.
Yes.
But He wants us to hold on to the promise.
Yes.
And hold it in our hearts. Lord, you're with me. This, what did Jonah say, right? If I observe life and vanities, I forsake my own mercies. Now, he was in the belly of the whale. And I think he felt like he was in trouble. But he said, if I observe lying vanities. Somehow Jonah knew God so well that he knew that God was even greater than being in this belly of the whale. And if I observe this, I forsake my own mercies. I'm going to observe God. That's the conclusion he came to.
Yes.
And of course God delivered him out of that, and he had to learn his lesson, although he didn't learn it well. But God is for us. Who could be against us? He has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not also with him freely give us all things? This wonderful Lord of ours is standing by us, and greater than that, he wants us to learn that he's dwelling within us.
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.